British World War hero falsely accused in bungled sex crime witch hunt dies aged 95. By Jack Montgomery on November 13, 2019. D-Day veteran and former British Armed Forces Chief Field Marshal the Lord Bramall KG, GCB, OBE, MC, JP has died aged 95. Born in 1923, Edwin Bramall was one of the United Kingdom's most successful soldiers. Beginning his military career as a junior officer in the Second World War and rising all the way to Chief of the General Staff and then Chief of the Defence Staff, and the rank of Field Marshal. As well as the Second World War, he fought in the so-called Borneo Confrontation, an undeclared war on Malaysia waged by Indonesian forces backed by the Soviet Union and other communist powers, and helped to plan the successful liberation of the Falkland Islands from Argentina. "When you are old men," he told servicemen after that conflict was concluded successfully, "you will be able to say, as they said after Agincourt, after Alamein, after Arnhem, I marched, and fought, and won the Falklands, and show the incomparable quality of the British Army." Despite his long and storied career of military service, however, the late Field Marshal was no war hawk, with the Times quoting him as having said, "War settles nothing. It may have its moments, it may bring out the best in some people. But, apart from the suffering it causes in human and economic terms, it usually creates more problems than it solves." Friends of the late Field Marshal believe his long life was cut short, however, by the police targeting him on the say-so of the infamous bogus informant Carl Nickbeach, a convicted child molester who made false claims that a number of high-profile figures including Bramall were involved in a VIP pedophile ring. While senior political figures including the late Sir Edward Heath's former chief whip have hinted that scandals involving small boys have been covered up in the past, Beach's claims of a grand, state-level conspiracy proved completely unfounded, and he was given an 18-year prison term the deception earlier in 2019. Prosecutors said Beach, whose own predatory past was not revealed to the public while the scandal was playing out in the national press, derived sexual pleasure from graphically describing the violent sexual abuse of young boys and enjoyed the attention and celebrity which his accusations provided. Police were criticized for their heavy-handed and highly public pursuit of those Beach accused, with his testimony the only evidence of potential wrongdoing, with Field Marshal Bramall being subject to a massive 20-plus officer raid on his home, later described as illegal, aged 91. "It set him back tremendously. I personally think that it shortened his life." Police took almost 2 years to apologize to the elderly war hero for traducing his reputation, despite discovering that the allegations against him had been baseless fairly quickly. Field Marshal Bramall was also perturbed by then-Prime Minister David Cameron appending his name to a government-written letter warning against Brexit ahead of the European Union referendum in 2016 and pressuring him into going along with it, later revealing that it was not the kind of letter I would have originated myself. Another decorated veteran, former SAS Commander General Sir Michael Rose, also had his name added to the letter, apparently without any foreknowledge at all, and had to ask for it to be retracted after it had already been published by the press, as he was, in fact, a Brexit supporter who believed sovereignty and security are intrinsically linked, and in recent years we've seen the EU erode our sovereignty. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.